You're listening to Bad Trip, the true crime and other weird shit podcast where two sisters take you on a wild ride through some of the world's most fucked up places. Each episode, we journey to a new location and explore its sordid past, creepiest urban legends, and landmarks you won't find in the guidebooks. So buckle up, because it's about to be a bad trip.
We interrupt this program because the civil authorities have issued a contagious disease warning.
911, where is your emergency?
The U.S. Navy has finally acknowledged that videos appearing to show UFOs flying through the air are real.
Initially, many thought the pops they heard were fireworks associated with the show, but soon it became obvious that this was an attack.
Heidi ho, everybody.
Heidi, heidi ho.
Welcome back to Bad Trip.
I think we're here actually a week later.
Wow, I think that we didn't take a couple unexpected weeks off this time.
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle. I mean, we're speaking too soon. This hasn't been edited and posted yet.
You're not wrong.
Well, if that's the case, we'll just cut this part out.
Yep, exactly.
But hey, everyone, I'm Shauna.
I'm Taylor.
And this week is, we're in California again.
Our final California.
Yeah, final California. And we're talking about some wacky headlines.
The craziest of the cray.
Mm-hmm. All of them. All the craziest ones. We looked through every headline ever, et cetera, et cetera.
There were actually two extra this week, so it's going to be a little longer because we just couldn't decide.
And by we, she means her. I was lazy and did two short little ones. I'm not lazy. I mean, they're great stories, but
I just liked too many and I couldn't decide.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever.
I feel that. But before we get started, I'm just going to give a quick little disclaimer. This is a true crime podcast where we also talk about all kinds of other weird, wacky, scary shit. And we're pretty lighthearted. Some people aren't into that. That's totally fine. We're going to make dumb jokes and swear and go on tangents. And this episode especially is usually a pretty lighthearted one.
It is.
So, yeah. So if you're not into that, totally fine. But this is not the podcast for you.
No, no, no. No, no, no.
Stick to the stuff you know.
Okay, yep, so that's that.
We're such good singers. It's outrageous.
I'm going to go first, and I'm going to give you a twofer.
Okay, two for me.
They are both
Chris in the twofer.
Oh, hi, Chris twofer. They're both in the category of COVID probs.
Okay.
With a Z.
Hashtag COVID probs.
With a Z. So I oddly got these all from a website called Nine News. And it's an Australian news site.
Oh, okay.
It's like from Sydney. I was like, am I in Sydney, Australia? But they had, you know, American headlines on there. So these are all California. I verified.
They're like, we just like to laugh at the U.S. So
they're so stupid and entertaining over there.
Although I will say, out of all the English speaking countries, Australia's, I feel like, our cousin in fucked upness, you know?
Yeah, I can definitely see that.
Although they've been way better about COVID. They've been like locking their shit down. So
they've actually been like the role models.
Yeah. So I take it back. I'm sorry, Australia. I didn't mean to offend you like that.
That was actually the most offensive thing anyone could say to another country.
But when it comes to like, you know, violence and murders and stuff, they're our cousins.
Tis rough over there.
Yeah. All right. Lay it on me.
All right. So wacky headline number one. California woman's driver's license photo included face mask.
I saw this.
You did?
I think I saw it on Instagram. I didn't like read an article about it. I literally just saw the picture.
Okay, amazing. So this is February 2021. So some months ago, 6 months ago. I'm not doing math.
I don't know. Time's not real.
It's not real. It doesn't matter.
Print more money.
California resident. I put Leslie. I think it's Leslie.
It's probably Leslie.
So I'm going to say Leslie Pilgrim was excited to get her new driver's license in the mail until she opened it. And the photo they chose was a tad surprising. Pilgrim said, I knew the picture was not going to be good because license pictures are never good. But I did not expect the picture to be with my mask on.
Like, did she not remember that she had her mask on?
Well, I'll tell you more, but first I'm going to show you.
Okay. I will say, like, if I went in and they didn't ask me to take my mask off, I wouldn't even think about it because I'm just so used to it at this point. So.
Right. So here is the photo. You can check these out on our Instagram at Bad Trip Pod or our website, badtrippod.com.
I will say that she's pretty outside of the photo. And in the photo, her face is like 75% covered by mask.
You literally can see like a slit of eyes.
Yeah, and like, then it's actually all the way up to her eyes.
Yeah, and it covers the entire thing. It's not even just like a medical mask.
Oh my gosh, hilarious.
So basically the story is that she waited in line for like 3 hours. And you know, the DMV is terrible. And she didn't want to take her mask off until they told her to, because she said they were really strict and she didn't want to be like kicked out and have to come back and do it again.
Right. And there's like 9 million people there and it's just chaos.
It's chaos. So the DMV employee took two photos, first one with the mask on and then was like, can you take the mask off? And so she did. Well, she signed her license, you know, not knowing the photo that they chose. And when it showed up, there it was with her mask on.
That's hilarious. Oh, my God. Wait, remember how in Wisconsin they just printed your driver's license right there? They didn't even send it to you.
It was indeed.
Just like, I mean, I think that's probably changed now because they have these new laws about your IDs have all these different things.
Yeah.
And I don't think they can just print it out. But when we used to go get our ID in Wisconsin, we'd show up, they'd print it out for us, and we'd leave. It
right.
was like
not
shady.
Like a, not a paper copy, and then they mail you one. Like,
no,
you
like
just
a full,
get it.
You get your ID.
Yeah. So that's how it worked there.
But then again, that ID used to be, it was just like a white square with a little barn in the corner.
I loved that
so,
ID.
Yeah.
I miss it.
Doesn't exist anymore.
I miss it.
If you still have one,
send it to us.
Send it to us along with your social security number and your mother's maiden name.
What's the street you were, the first street you grew up on?
We're just trying to figure out your porn star name. No big deal.
So although her license is technically valid, the DMV asked her to swap out the current one, you know, for her maskless photo.
I mean, like, shit, as long as you don't have to go back, I guess.
Well, they were like, oh, we'll do it for you free of charge. And I'm like,
yeah, you fucking
it's your
better.
Fault. Like, yeah, well, fuck you.
I would be a Karen about that for sure.
Yeah, probably. So they were just like, oh, that's the first time it's ever happened. Like, DMV oversight. But I have a story for Tennessee for you that we will save for them.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And it's not the same, but it's the same. So that was my first headline. Moving on to COVID probs with a Z, number two. I'm not going to read you the headline right away because we're going to do some theater.
I love theater.
I sent you a script.
You sure did.
It's color coded.
You guys, Taylor really, she really color coded this script.
It's highlighted.
She even, I haven't read it yet, but it looks like there's some stage direction at the top.
Well, absolutely. I need to set the scene.
Okay.
The setting, a virtual traffic court hearing over Zoom. The players, a courtroom clerk.
That'll be played by me.
A police officer, just her face, played by no one. Sacramento plastic surgeon, Dr. Scott Green, played by me. And he was also the one in court for like a speeding ticket.
Oh, okay.
So he was the one like, you know, defending his bullshit, whatever. Then we have the judge, court commissioner, Gary Link.
That's me as well.
And then I'm the narrator also.
Love this. Okay.
All right.
Let's still indicate who we are just for clarity.
I agree.
All right, cool. All right. You ready for this?
Yep. So Zoom call clicks on.
All right. This is me, the court clerk. Hello, Mr. Green. Hi. Are you available for trial? I don't know why I'm doing a Midwestern accent.
It's like a man in California.
It kind of looks like you're in an operating room right now.
I am, sir. Yes, I'm in an operating room right now. Oh, shit. Sorry, I'm the doctor.
Yeah, that made sense.
Yes, I'm available for trial. Go right ahead. Now I'm the narrator. The clerk, appearing uneasy, reminds Dr. Green that traffic trials are required by law to be open to the public, so the proceedings were being live streamed. He said he understood and appeared to continue working with his head down while they waited. Judge Link appears on the screen.
Unless I'm mistaken, I'm seeing a defendant that's in the middle of an operating room. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
I do not feel comfortable for the welfare of a patient if you're in the process of operating that I would put on a trial. I'd rather set a new date for trial when you're not actively involved or participating and attending to the needs of a patient.
Sometimes surgery just doesn't always go as...
It happens. We want to keep people healthy. We want to keep them alive. That's important.
So this mofo was in the middle of operating on a human being.
You can literally see it. He's in his scrubs.
Yes, scrubs, full scrubs. They said that they could hear medical machinery beeping in the background.
Oh my God. You hear like 5 shot of Epi or whatever.
Push 3 of Epi.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah, sure. But yeah, he was just operating away.
I mean, shit, sometimes you have to, I guess. Good for Dr. Green.
And the judge, you can see he's just looking at him like, it's almost like an iced tea look from SVU. Just kind of like, what the fuck?
Yes. Oh my gosh.
And yeah, The Medical Board of California is looking into the incident, saying it expects physicians to follow the standard of care when treating their patients. But many former patients came to Dr. Green.
Oh my God, you're the worst.
I know. Defense, saying things like, Dr. Green is one of the good ones. Did he use poor judgment? Possibly. We know very little about the facts.
Oh my God.
And I trust Dr. Green, even with all this media coverage. He would never put a patient in harm.
I mean, I will say this is very unusual and probably not the best choice, but I don't think he should, like, you know, get his license taken away or
something.
Well,
yeah. So Dr. Charles Rosen, who is board president for the Association of Medical Ethics, disagrees with, you know, what you said, kind of. And the people sticking up for him, like his patients, saying that it's dangerous. And your full attention has to be on the surgery, no matter how simple or complicated it is. But the deal is like you said, it's not technically, like, not okay. He did have another surgeon in there with him. So he was kind of like, I was just working until, like, it came on. I wasn't really, you know, I should have stepped out of the room. I get it now, like, in hindsight.
Yeah. Yeah. But also, like, I mean, shit, I don't know if there's another surgeon there. And, like, you can't really get your traffic date moved. They're like, no, right. You have to show up now.
And what they said was, like, it was from a 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock window that he would have court. They were doing, like, a facelift. And he was like, we were through the crucial part of it. I was hoping we'd be done, but we weren't exactly done. So,
okay. And it's not like, you know, someone's dying on the table and he's like, oh, let me step away.
Right. So basically, it's not great. Like, it's not a great public look, but, you know. It's Gucci. Yeah. As long as they don't release the patient info or show anything, it's fine.
Imagine being that patient.
And, oh my God. Like,
finding out later.
Because this went so viral, I guess. I don't know anything. But finally, Dr. Green said, to me, this has been a great outpouring of judgment followed by a great outpouring of love. At the end of the day, the love is what I'm grateful for.
Oh, okay.
So that's the doctor who did surgery on Zoom.
Hashtag COVID probs.
COVID probs.
The cop just is like,
like, you gotta be shitting me. I could be out here abusing people.
Oh my God.
I'm just sorry.
Oh no. All right. Well, on that note, should we get into my first headline?
I would be delighted.
All right. So in late February of 2020, back when COVID was just a little baby virus and not a worldwide pandemic quite yet.
Little peewee.
A little one. This story was reported by many news outlets, including KTLA in Los Angeles.
All right. Bring it.
Stolen hearse with body inside recovered after pursuit ends with crash on Southern California freeway.
Oh no, I have not heard of this.
The craziest thing is this is not the only time this has happened. There was another incident in 2014, but I'm not going to get into that one.
Oh my gosh, geez, people, keep your bodies in line.
I know. Well, this is what happened. So around 8 p.m. one night in February of 2020, a black Lincoln Navigator carrying two caskets pulled up to St. Anthony Greek Orthodox Church, geez Louise, in Pasadena, California. The driver got out of the hearse and brought one of the caskets inside the church, leaving the keys in the ignition.
Oh, shit, dog.
You know, just a quick body drop.
I mean, I guess you don't think, oh, someone's going to be waiting around the corner to hop in this hearse.
Right, at 8 p.m. Yeah. At a church.
Wild.
Yeah, well, when he returned, the hearse was nowhere in sight, and the driver reported it missing, along with the body inside of it.
How? So there were two caskets, but one body.
There were two caskets, two bodies. They were dropping off this body at the first church. And then I think this body was either also going to the church or going to a different church.
Okay. Okay. Wow. So two bodies missing.
No. One.
Oh, wait. Okay. Sorry. They brought the one body in.
Yeah.
And they stole the car
while they were bringing that body in. Yeah.
Got you. That's why you said quick body drop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So the next morning around 7:35 a.m., someone called the cops and tipped them off because they saw this car. And I don't know if it was like driving erratically or if they like knew it was stolen. I don't know what the deal was.
Yeah.
But they called the cops and they followed it while the cops were arriving. So they were like part of this chase.
They were probably like, why is this golden retriever driving this hearse?
Oh, my God. They were like, why is there a hand hanging out the back of this car? Yeah. So they drove behind it, followed on the phone with the cops until the cops got there.
How fun.
I know, right? So the police tried to pull the stolen vehicle over, but the driver would not stop.
Mm-mm.
The cops chased the car down city streets and then onto the 110 freeway.
Oh, you're going to hang an L on the Laguna and drive past Montecito?
You're going to go on the 101 to the 110 to the dead body.
Stuart, what are you doing here?
Oh, my God. Dun, dun,
dun. That's the Californians.
Yeah, we're basically SNL.
Yeah, I am Fred Armisen.
Brendan.
I am Fred Armisen. Brendan.
Oh my God. Okay. So they're on the 110. The 110.
The 110.
And the driver eventually lost control of the vehicle and crashed.
What a ding dong.
I know. I'm like, you stole it and you didn't even get to do anything with it. You just crashed it.
Like, get it together. Be better at whatever you're doing. You can be better.
Yeah. Well, as far as I could find, there were no injuries. The driver was apprehended and identified as 25-year-old James Juarez from Montclair, California.
Mm.
He was arrested. And do you want to guess how much his bail was?
I don't know. Was he white or black?
I actually don't know. I don't know what he looked like.
Well, that changes things. So I'm going to go with white. And it was $15,000.
$35,000.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
So
he probably wasn't white. His last name was Juarez.
Oh, yeah, yeah, duh.
So he's probably Latino. But there's white Latinos and black Latinos and whatever. I don't need to get into it.
There's all the things.
We don't need to talk about
it's
that.
Fucking melting pot. We all fuck each other. Get over it.
Get over it. At racists.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm saying fuck you, racists. Get over it. We should all fuck each other.
Yeah.
Consensually.
Anyway, so, yeah, he got arrested. The body inside the hearse was also fine. I mean, it was dead still.
Yeah, but it was a body. So
it was already dead. Yeah, but it was intact. And then the police gave their condolences to the dead woman's family because obviously, like, it's a very traumatic situation. And their dead loved one was not only dead, but missing.
Oh, man. But really? They murdered them. And then, like, this was a plan. They hired this guy to try to steal. Yes, before the autopsy was performed.
Well, I'm pretty sure the autopsy already was performed if this was on its way to, like, a funeral, but...
Well, to a funeral. I was thinking like a funeral home, crematory, like the whole shebang.
You know, it's going to like a church or whatever.
Yeah, you're right. There's probably not like a...
But I do have a photo.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, and I guess we didn't mention this before, did we? Where to find our photos. Oh, you did. Okay. I guess I just completely ignored you.
I'm used to it. Oh, it was like a nice hearse. You wouldn't even really know.
Yeah, that's probably why they stole it. They probably didn't realize.
That is so interesting. Oh my God. It's like...
I mean, it's a Lincoln Navigator.
Yeah, true. I kind of love it.
I probably would have thought that was like an undercover cop car, TBH.
Yeah, either that or a drug dealer.
Yeah, at a church.
One in the same. Yeah, that's wild. So these cops are just like, this is crazy.
Yeah, it shut down like the entire highway. It was wild.
Imagine telling your boss, like, I'm stuck because of hearse.
Right.
Because of dead body.
Because this is at like, it was like 7:45 in the morning or something, you know, so...
Oh my God, it was clogged all the way up to La Cienega.
All the way.
Well, that's nutso.
Yeah, that's wild, and that's it.
Okay, well, we'll give you a break ski from our annoying voices to hear a recording of our annoying voices.
Uh-huh, and we'll see you back here in about 45 seconds.
Cha-cha-cha. Hey there, ho there, how do you do? This is Grove. Hi, saying hi to you. I'm Lana.
Fontana.
Anna.
Fantana.
It wasn't exactly the right order, but it was close.
Montana. Hannah Montana.
Yeah, exactly. Hi, we're back.
Hi, we're back.
We are going to move on to my... Oh. What?
Nothing, sorry. I said Gupta.
Oh, Gupta.
Now I'm just making random Princess Diaries references.
Gupta. I love that you said that. I'm dead. Oh, shit. Okay. So my third and fourth headline, because I'm annoying, these are going to be in the category animal probs.
Oh, hashtag animal probs.
With a Z.
Obviously, that was a Z.
I know, but I like to point it out for the elderly. This headline is U.S. teenage girl fights off mother bear to protect her pet dogs.
Oh, my God.
And this was written by Nick Pearson in June of 2021. So just a few months ago, dude.
Wow. First of all, that girl's a badass. I'm excited for this.
Yeah. So I'm starting out with my opinion that you guys all want. I would have named this article, Bitch Better Have My Honey.
Haven't we done one like that before?
I don't think so. Have we done a bear stealing a thing? I did like an otter. I did beavers.
It was a bear in a Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru.
Shit, you're right. And it left powdered sugar tracks and stuff. Oh, my God. Yes. Did I call that one Bitch Better Have My Honey?
I don't know. I think so.
It's one of my favorite like memes or gifs from
it's a good one.
Workaholics. Surveillance footage shows a mama bear and its two little cubs casually climbing down a backyard wall at a home on the outskirts of Los Angeles. The dogs of the house did not like this plan, so they started barking at the bears while the mother bear was like swatting and like swiping at them.
Which, like, fair enough.
Yeah. And I think it was like three little dogs from I could see from the photo.
Damn, they're bold.
They're bold. Those little dogs are scrappy.
Scrappy dappy doo.
17-year-old Haley Marinico happened to be gardening outside, thankfully, And when she looked over to see what her dogs were freaking out over, probably like, what the heck are you guys doing now? She saw bears.
Oh, that would be terrifying.
So she charged the intruders and shoved the mama bear. She basically lifted it up and threw it back over the wall.
What kinds of bears were these?
Brown bears. I'm going to show you a photo of her literally lifting this thing up. They had like a ring doorbell or some shit.
Okay, so brown bears are like much smaller than I was picturing like a fucking grizzly bear, but this is still like absolutely insane.
I know, like it's not exactly small.
No, I mean, it's a bear.
Oh my God.
Yeah, those are little dogs and honestly a pretty small girl.
Yeah,
a teenager.
She's like little. So luckily, Haley was able to scoop up and save all her dogs without more than a sprained finger and a scraped knee. But she does say, quote, do not push bears. Don't do what I did. You might not have the same outcome.
She got very lucky.
She got very fucking lucky. Like, these photos are a necessity.
That's insane. Where are the babies?
Probably already back off. Yeah, I don't know.
They probably got scared and like ran them.
They were like, Latro.
No.
I feel like they were probably like peeking over and just like jumped back down.
Oh my gosh. What a badass. She's literally wearing a skirt and like booking it over there to fuck up this bear. She didn't fuck it up. The bear's fine, but.
Yeah. The bears were fine. It wasn't like she threw this thing and body slammed it and like suplex. She like had a chair.
She drop kicked the bear.
Oh my God. It's not funny, but it is.
It's only funny because it didn't actually happen.
True. Okay. So that was my third. And now we're going to move on to my fourth headline. And this is also in Animal Probs.
All right.
Aggressive turkey arrested after terrorizing residents.
This is Thanksgiving.
And it's November of 2020.
No.
November of 2020.
Okay, that's November, aka Thanksgiving, of the most hellish year.
Yes.
To date. This year's not over yet, so that doesn't count.
Yeah, but yeah, 2020 so far. Police in Roseville received many reports of a turkey that was disturbing residents who were leaving and entering a specific neighborhood. So I think it was just like kind of hanging out at the front of the neighborhood, attacking people as they tried to come in and out. And it was like terrorizing people so much so that they were afraid to leave for work. And I was like, excuse, but also.
I mean, were they like walking? I guess if you're driving, it's probably easier than if you're like walking to a bus stop or whatever.
True. Yeah, I'm not really sure. And I don't really know like the layout of Roseville, if it's like a walkable city, you know, whatever. But when officers responded, okay, so here's the thing. They called animal control and they were like, we're busy doing important stuff. Send the police. So fucking police responded.
Oh my God.
Because they were like, yeah, we're not doing anything.
Yeah. What do we have to do? Nothing better than this.
Nah.
Solving murders? Psh, nah.
We don't care about that. So when these officers responded, they were greeted by Miss Turkey, which I assume was the nickname either given by the public or by the police officers.
So it's pigs versus turkeys.
Trading spaces, pigs versus turkeys. Oh, man. So Miss Turkey's a bitch. She was real mean. They were able to get the old bird.
Oh, my God.
In the backseat of their cruiser. And Miss Turkey was relocated to a more wooded area near another flock of wild birds.
Oh, that's good, I guess.
So here's a photo of Miss Turkey in the back of the cruiser.
I absolutely would have assumed that was Photoshop. That looks insane. Are you serious? Is this real?
100%.
Can you zoom into the face for me, please?
This is like a CNN article.
She's a crazed maniac. Look at that face.
She hungry.
Oh, my God. It literally looks like a cartoon.
It's like you can see her bug eyes.
She's literally Thanksgiving.
I love her.
But a lady.
I love her. Yeah, so that's Miss Turkey, and those are my headlines.
Wow. I mean, I'm glad that she, you know, is with her fellow birds now, I suppose.
What if she just went and started terrorizing all of them?
Oh, my God, probably. They're like, oh, these are some random swans. These are close enough, and dump her there.
These look right.
She's just the ugly duckling.
Oh, poor Miss Turkey. Okay, let me hear your second and the final California wackadoo headline.
All right. So this one is California man tricked out of $200,000 in clever scam.
Oh, no.
So this story comes from Phil Schumann at Fox 11 News in L.A. In 2007, a California man named Dominic Parento was bamboozled out of $200,000.
What a good word.
Thank you. But I do disagree with the headline. It was not a very clever scam, in my opinion.
It was a
really fucking stupid one, but it worked.
So clickbait.
Maybe. I mean, but the scam worked. So I guess it was clever to some extent.
That's true. Clever enough to get $200,000.
Yeah. So I will say I feel very bad for Dominic. He's very gullible, but, you know, I watched an interview with him and he seemed like a good guy. He wanted to, like, tell his story, even though it was embarrassing, because he wanted to make sure no one else would fall for the same thing.
That makes me sad because, like, people get scammed so much and it, like, really hurts me.
Yeah. Just wait till you hear this scam, though. You're going to be like, bro.
Dude.
So Dominic was trying to sell his family's restaurant and he posted an ad on Craigslist where he was contacted by some French dudes who were like, yo, I want to purchase your restaurant.
All right.
In cash.
No.
But there was a catch.
Okay.
A cash catch.
Ooh.
So the bills they were going to pay in had been disguised as regular white paper in order to keep the money safe, because they were traveling with, like, you know, a shit ton of money in cash. Taylor's face right now.
I'm already fucked up. I'm jaw dropped.
Yeah. So they were, like, chemically treated to look white, and then they just needed a chemical treatment to basically switch them back into regular money.
Were they also providing the chemical treatment?
They were. At a cost.
Okay. Throw in the bar stools.
It's
for
not
the chemicals.
Free. Yeah. You can't chemically treat cash for free, Taylor.
No. Cash doesn't just get printed.
So they were like, all right, we need you to pay us $200,000 to turn this cash back into cash, and then we're going to pay you in cash, and you're going to be all Gucci.
Hold on. So he not only, wait, in my head, he gave them the deed to, like, the restaurant for $200,000 of this fake money, but he also literally gave them $200,000?
So I don't think that they ever actually exchanged the deed of the restaurant or whatever. I think
okay.
He was paying up front for them to you know, do this thing with the cash, and then
I see. Okay.
They would do the transaction.
Wow. So he didn't lose, like, 400 grand. He basically lost 200.
Yeah, he lost 200 grand. So,
okay. I mean, not that that's
not,
like,
great.
Okay.
That's a lot of money.
Pocket change.
Yeah. So I just almost said he died, but my notes say he did. He did not die. He's fine.
So anyways, he died. That's why I said it was short.
Jesus. No, he did this. He did as they said. And of course, it was a scam. He said he fell for it because the men were well-dressed, well-spoken, and met him at a bunch of nice restaurants and, like, wined and dined him for weeks leading up to this.
Well, of course, because they were like, let's take out a $10,000 loan, suck this dude's dick with it, and then we'll get 200 grand.
Exactly.
Oh.
Yeah. So they paid for everything. He was like, you know, he believed them. He fell for it. And he didn't feel sketched out. And they supposedly even showed him how the chemical treatment worked. So maybe they had, like, one piece of cash that they painted and then, like, you know, dissolved the
paint
somehow.
Like, they had some way to get, like, a prototype.
Right.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. So ultimately, they took the $200,000 that was supposed to be the cost of the chemical treatment, and they peaced out, leaving our boy Dominic high and dry.
Fuck that.
And believe it or not, this is not an original scam. It's called money washing, and it's happened a lot. If only Dominic had just Googled it, he could have found that it was not real.
What year was that?
2017.
Oh, no. He had Googs in his pocket.
He sure did.
He could ask Dr. Googs any minute of the day.
Yeah. So I do have a couple pictures for you.
Thank goodness. Oh, yeah.
I'm like, are you Joe Dirt or what?
is... I love him. That's a mullet, right? If it's not a mullet, it's long hair that's tucked back under a hat looking like a long mullet.
Mullet vibes for sure.
Yeah. And then there's, like, a security photo of him, I guess, in the restaurant.
With, yeah, in the back of the restaurant
with the two men.
Two French guys.
I mean, they're not that nicely dressed.
No, but he's less nicely dressed, so he probably just saw a suit and was like, yep.
Very true. He's in definitely, like, he's wearing a Harley Davidson hat. He's got a flannel and just, like, jeans. He's a working dude.
He's a working fella. But look at the guy in the back, his shoes. I'm like,
ooh.
I would think those are rich people's shoes, I think.
Me too.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. This is, you know, he's a ding dong, but also that just fucking sucks.
He made some very poor choices.
Yeah.
But I appreciate that he's like, you know what? I'm owning up to it and I'm spreading the word so this doesn't happen to others.
So no one's ever been caught? Was there, like, do you know if there's an investigation and anything?
Don't ask me questions. I didn't look into that.
Okay, love it.
I usually try to do my due diligence and, like, look into all the angles and stuff, and I just was way too lazy this time.
I totally understand.
So,
coolio.
Sorry.
Cool beans. That was it.
Yeah, that was it. Once again, if you want to see these pictures, you can check them out on our Instagram at badtrippod or badtrippod.com in our episode guide. And we also have all our sources there so you can see. There's actually a little video interview with Joe Dirt.
Ooh, really?
Yeah. So if you're interested in watching that, it's, like, 3 minutes long. So take a look.
I'm interested. We're going to also put that on the Instagram because
I
need to see it.
I'll include it in the episode guide.
Love that. Yeah, I definitely need to see what this guy has to say. And wow, we're coming back next week with another state.
Yeah, we talked about where, but we don't remember at this moment in time.
So surprise.
I think we decided to hop over to the East Coast again, didn't we?
Yeah. We were going to do, like, southeast, like Florida, Alabama, right? We had a little plan. Anyways, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, it's going to be a surprise to you and us.
Yep. So come back and, you know.
Yeah, hang out with us in some other state.
Meet us there.
Thank you for tuning in. You can leave us reviews on Apple Podcasts or wherever else. We always appreciate the positive feedback or the negative feedback with 5 stars. I don't care what you say. Just put 5 stars.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I do care. It's going to hurt my feelings.
I might cry. So try not to be mean.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you all for listening. And
I always forget.
And I'll see you next time. We will see you next time.
On this bad trip.